preceding announcement is paid for by two best friends.
Well, this is it.
Wow. I can't believe we're actually doing this.
Welcome to the Two Best Friends podcast. I'm Jay.
I'm Johnny.
And Johnny, this is a podcast that a lot of people are hearing for the very first time. This is our very first episode, but I have a feeling this is a podcast you've heard before.
Yeah, you see, the thing is this is the Two Best Friends podcast, and I want to ask you, I want to ask anybody listening a question, a simple question. Do you have a best friend? I'm pretty sure 96% of America will say, yes, I have a best friend. So guess what? What do you do with a best friend? You have inside jokes. You probably have wild stories or stories of any sorts. This is what this podcast is about. Our stories, we want to share them right here live. Our experiences, we want to share them right here live.
Well, I feel like, you know, listening to this podcast is like talking to your best friend. So if you're at work, you don't want to sit down there and do that work. You probably want to talk to your best friend. So put on this podcast. It'd be like hanging out with your best friend, right?
You know, I think that this podcast will be able to resonate not just with you, but with everyone who has a best friend. Jay, who's your best friend?
I think that's you, Johnny.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Jay, you're my best friend too.
All right, well, this is perfect. We're in the right place. We're doing this podcast, Two Best Friends. Let me ask you something. Have you ever been somewhere with your best friend that you feel like if your best friend wasn't there, it would have been a total disaster? Like, I don't know, like a funeral?
You know, I don't know that a lot of people have attended a funeral with their best friend, but I can honestly say that I have attended a funeral with my best friend, and I can honestly say we actually have a story about that.
Yeah, and I think one of these days, one of these weeks, you'll hear that story and you'll never forget it.
Yeah, this is probably going to be one for another place and another time, but you know what? If there's no other reason to tune into this podcast, I definitely think that should be a reason to.
Well, Johnny, tell everyone where they could get a little bit more information about the Two Best Friends podcast.
Well, here's the thing. We're both not too tech savvy, but we found this thing on the interwebs called the Twitter.
The Twitters or the Twitter?
Twitters. Oh, Twitter. Twitter, the thing with the birdie, the little birdie thing.
I got you.
Yeah, so we opened up one of those things, and you can actually find us at Two Best Friends. And basically, it's at the number 2, W-O, Best Friends. Again, that's at the number 2, W-O, Best Friends.
Is this one of those things where you got to put in the HTTP?
No. Hey. I'll tell you what, you know, I know that you're not too tech savvy, but at least I can say I'm a little bit more tech savvy than you. So I'll go ahead and handle all that.
Yeah, you know, I never really got into the technical stuff. I couldn't imagine myself sitting down in a job punching into a computer all day. That's not my thing. I'm not one of those nerds.
Well, I guess there's something for anybody, AJ.
Yeah, I heard that. Now, another thing I wanted to talk about, I mean, this is our first segment and our very first podcast. What are some of the things we're going to be talking about? I mean, like, hypothetically, like, would we be having, like, trivia?
Ooh, I like trivia.
Trivia. Will we be having, like, what I like to call slap contests?
Oh, God.
I mean, what's better than two best friends going at it, mano a mano, just slapping the hell out of each other live on a podcast?
You know, I think without getting into a serious bar fight, I think only two best friends could pull that off. But you know what, Jay? Going back to what you said about trivia, you know what my favorite trivia game is?
I don't know. What is that?
Olympian or medication?
I could only imagine what that's about, but you know, I have a feeling that episode may be one of the greatest episodes we ever do, just based on that title alone.
Yeah, you know, again, two best friends. You can find us on the Twitter at the number two WO best friends. That's again at the number two WO best friends at the Twitter. You know, we really don't have any friends yet, so if you want to follow us, we'd really appreciate it. If you want to leave us a message, we'd love you even more.
Yeah, you know what? And I think we'll get into this a little bit later. I think some people have left some messages already.
I'll tell you what, Jay, are you you ready to get started?
Let's do this. Welcome back to the Two Best Friends podcast, and I think this segment coming up may be probably my most favorite segment today.
Yeah, I mean, basically the way this works out is we gave out our phone number, and people basically called in and left a voice messages of whatever they wanted to. You know, we have about half a dozen voicemails here. Haven't listened to any one of them. Whenever you listen to them, this will be the first time that we listen to them as well. And, you know, we just hope that people have nice things to say about us.
Yeah, usually when you give your phone number out to the world, it's usually not a good idea. We wouldn't recommend it. But in this case, it's going to be something good, I think.
I think it'll help us know where we stand and, you know, feedback and whatnot. So
that's right. And this number, you could find it at our Twitter handle, at Two Best Friends. That's at number two, W-O, Best Friends. Well, let's check it out. What's on there? There's like a half a dozen of them. These got to all be great. I don't think there's a bad one on there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Let me get with our producer. We'll get him. Go ahead and get him rolled up. You got him ready? Right? Oh, okay. So what we got?
What was that?
Dude, what the heck was that? Seriously?
What are we paying you for?
Yeah. Okay. So not okay. Seriously, let's try this now.
There we go.
Hey, Yoni, it's Ricardo from work, man.
Oh, Ricardo.
I just wanted to call and say hi to you guys. Can't wait to hear your podcast, and hope to be a long-time listener. Best of luck to you guys.
Who is that guy?
Yeah, man, that's my boy Ricardo from work, dude.
I know him?
No, man. Hopefully you'll meet him at the next family picnic.
There you go. That sounds like a nice guy. Friends and family calling into the line. That's awesome. What else we got?
All right, let's see what else we got. You ready? Dude, what are you doing? I said, are you ready? Okay, now you're ready? Jeez.
Johnny boy.
What the hell?
Haven't you come by to see me lately? I really wish you'd come by and bring me some good news.
Is this your mom?
No, what
the? Anywho, I hear you started the podcast with some dumbass named Jay.
Hey.
Well, I'll tell you what, if that Jay ever mistreats you,
I'm
gonna slap him right in his teeth.
Congratulations. Who is that?
What the?
Was that Ricardo?
No. No, man, there's no way that was Ricardo, trust me.
Well, what did he say? He's gonna slap me where?
Well, I'll tell you what, man, we'll probably have to save that for another podcast. Yeah. All right, let's see what else we got here. Are you ready this time? Are you sure? Okay. All right. Let's see what we got.
Yes. Hello. My name is Reddy from Chittoor, India.
India.
Yes. I found your information on backpage.com. I love the backpage.com.
What?
I see this phone number, and I see you are starting podcast. I love podcasts, but I love the concept.
There you go.
I love your concept, hey. The two best friends.
Yeah.
I want to listen to your podcast because I want to know how I can be better to my best friend, be closer to my best friend. So
okay.
Please let me know. You guys have show 5 days a week, every day.
Every day.
3 days a week. I really want to know how I can be better with my best friend. Thank you so much. I hope to get really close to you. Yes.
That's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Ah. did he flush the toilet? Dude, who are these people?
You know, that was a great call until like the last 3 seconds.
I think it was a bad call to the last 3 seconds.
Gosh.
Oh, my God.
Well, Reddy, we appreciate you calling in, buddy. Let me help you clarify some of that stuff. No, we will not be doing this podcast every day, not even 5 days a week.
I don't work 5 days a week on my real job. Why am I going to do it now?
Reddy, honestly, the goal is probably going to be about once a week. We hope we can share some good information with you. Hopefully, we'll be able to share some stories about us that you'll be able to take back with you. And hopefully, like you said, help you be a better friend with your best friend.
Well, I'll tell you what, if this guy's listening in India and we got listeners in Chittoor, the least we could do is do a podcast once a week.
You know, man, we'll see, I guess. We'll see.
What else we got?
Hi. I've been looking on Twitter, and I came across your podcast, Two Best Friends podcast. I haven't heard your podcast yet, but one thing that I was wondering is I saw the logo. Which one of you is the brother? Because
which one of you is the brother?
As far as I can tell, ain't no brother named Johnny or Jay that I've ever known.
Well, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know what he's talking about. But again, I'm Jay.
And I'm Johnny.
As the Two Best Friends podcast. That guy seemed a little confused.
Yeah, to say the least. Anywho, let's see what else we got out there.
We got a full mailbox.
Hey, guys. This is Richie from Yankees, New York.
New York.
My daughter told me about the podcast you guys are doing. I just want to say that this is the podcast with the two dudes. First I said, hey, what kind of funny business is this? You know, funny business, two dudes, whatever. But I'm going back to the garage and I'm going to tell all the guys about, you know, the Two Best Friends podcast.
Wait, did this guy say the Two Best Friends forecast?
Dude, is it raining outside or something?
What does this guy think we are? Al Roker? What is this? Hey, the guy said he's taking it back to the garage to tell his buddies, which is cool. I mean, if you're at work, tell your friends about this.
Yeah.
I mean, garage, office, whatever.
Yeah. We definitely don't judge what people do for work. And I'll tell you, if you do have good ratings for your business, let us know. We'd be happy to shout you out on the Two Best Friends podcast. If you have crappy ratings, please do not hit us up. Thanks. Okay. I think we got one more call. One more message. We'll
see. Yeah, I think so.
All right. You're not ready. You are ready. Okay, you are ready.
Albert, this is Willie. Just letting you know your dildos came.
Okay, hey, all right, okay. Whoa. We'll stop that there.
Wow, these really are uncensored.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Who was that?
Look, I don't know who the heck Albert and Willie are, but that was probably a wrong number. But thank you for all who called in, even Albert and Willie. Like I said, if you want to call in to our voicemail and leave us a message, just hit us up on our Twitter account, at the number 2WO Best Friends. That's at the number 2WO Best Friends. Hit us up. We'll feel free to give you the number so that you can leave us a message for.
Well, obviously, this is anything goes. I mean, if you want to just give a suggestion, ask a question, you know, if you need someone to talk to, if you're about to jump off a bridge and you got to talk to someone, give us a call. We'll read it or listen to it at the very least.
Ooh, please do not jump off a bridge.
Yeah, actually, don't do that, because if you do, we'd have to give this podcast to the FBI. Welcome back to the Two Best Friends podcast. Johnny, we're in my home studio, and then this is going to be a podcast that, you know, we record from my studio, from your studio, and then remotely from both studios.
Yeah, I guess depending on whatever we've got going on. Our goal is to be completely transparent with each and every one of you guys.
That's right. And with technology today, hey, I could be sitting on my toilet, you could be sitting on your toilet, and we'll be able to roll out an episode every single week.
Absolutely.
What do you think about my studio, man?
You know what? It's nice. A $3.4 million home you got here.
What currency are we talking about?
Sorry. I guess I should have said 3.4 million pesos. No. Actually, very, very, very nice, comfortable home. Just to kind of give you an idea, you know, very good lighting, very good dim lighting. You've got a television here.
That's romantic.
Yeah, very romantic. Television's on. We got some sports going. We got a trophy here. Fly fishing, huh? Yeah, okay.
You guys can't see this, but the trophy that Johnny's referring to is the Fantasy Football League trophy that we've been a part of for the past 5 years. There are five winners on it, one for each year. How many times does Jay's name appear on that trophy, Johnny?
It appears twice, Jay.
Gotcha. So does that make me the two-time and the only multi-time winner of our Fantasy Football League?
Yeah, Jay. Yep, you're the only multi-time.
This gets him every single time. Every single time. Hey, man, how long have I known you?
What are we on, 20 years now?
20 years, so you probably feel like you know everything about me.
Oh, absolutely. Well, what the heck would I not know about you?
I mean, there's probably some things you'll never know about me, but...
That's true, I can see that.
There's some things that you probably should know about me that you don't know about me.
Okay.
I mean, don't you think that's true? Don't you think that's normally the case with a couple of best friends?
Yeah, I mean, you know, two best friends, you probably share a lot of things about each other. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's things that people are either going to keep to themselves or keep to just their direct loved ones. But, yeah, I mean, best friends definitely going to know more than probably anybody else on the streets or any acquaintance, I would say.
Yeah, well, Johnny, let me tell you something.
Tell me something good.
Do you remember, I think it might have been the second or third time we went to Vegas. I mean, for those of you who don't know, me and Johnny, we went to Vegas about three times in the span of, what was that, like 12 months?
That was right. I would tell you, two of the trips were in the span of 4 months.
Right, right. And the other one,
I think it was a year afterwards.
Right, so let's call it 16 months, you know, if we're being generous. But, dude, we loved Vegas.
Man. Oh, gosh, did we love Vegas.
And I think this might have been the second. It's probably the third time we went, because the first time we went out there, and this is a story for another podcast. We actually went into the UFC headquarters.
Yeah, that was cool.
Had an impromptu tour. You got to tune in to listen to that at some point. But the second time we went was around Halloween, and we went on this club crawl.
Yeah. It was a Halloween club crawl, and I believe it was called the World Club Crawl.
That's right.
And I'm sure Jay will elaborate here shortly, but we were staying at the Paris Hotel.
That's right, right there in the middle of the strip. And do you remember part of the club crawl, obviously? I mean, they run that thing all year, but during Halloween, you know, it was a special Halloween edition. So you dressed up, you know, just like you do at any Halloween party. Do you remember who you went as, Johnny?
Yes, I do. And before we get into that, let me just tell you that if you have never been to Las Vegas during Halloween, you have not done Halloween until you've been to Las Vegas Halloween.
That's right. I don't think you've ever been to Las Vegas if you've never been during Halloween to begin with.
Absolutely, absolutely. But Jay, to go ahead and answer your question. So ladies and gentlemen, when was this? 2011?
This is probably 2011.
Yeah. 2011. And right then and there is during the rise of Cuban sensation Mr. Pitbull.
Darling!
Mr. Worldwide himself, Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide. Yeah, I went as Pitbull.
You went as Pitbull. Do you remember who I went as by any chance?
Let me just do a little time travel. I believe I do remember who you went as. May he rest in peace, but I believe you went as Black Steve Jobs.
That's right. That's right. And I think, you know, pulling those things off takes some art. It takes some charisma, and I think we had it. And more so than me, I think you were one of the stars of that entire thing because you wore just a sterling white suit from head to toe and a bald cap on the top of your head, and you really pulled off the Pitbull thing.
All white shoes, white socks, white pants, white belt, white dress shirt, white coat, and yes.
And everything authentic. Everything authentic. And I think it was one of the highlights of that entire night. Let's fast forward a year later. So that was the second time we went to Vegas, which would have been, I guess, October of 2010. And then the next year, we went again because we had such a good time on that club crawl. And again, there's so many stories from Vegas that we'll have to bring up. But this is tell you something you don't know. And there's a lot of things that you do know. But let's talk about the next year in Vegas where we went back to the club crawl and we wanted to reprise the Pitbull suit.
Yeah.
So you remember the second time we went back, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you what I really remember is we get there and we take it out of the zipper bag.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what the hell happened, but we take the thing out of the zipper bag and there's like this monstrous jizz stain on the back of the freaking suit.
Right. Now, that's funny because that's kind of where I'm going. So do you remember like how we planned the entire trip? Like we'd obviously go out there. You know, we'd hit up the strip, you know, at night we'd go to whatever club was popping and hopping and stuff like that. But during the day, do you remember what we did during the day?
Oh, man, who could forget what we did during the day, dude? We'd go play golf.
That's right. We'd go play golf. So one of the days we went out to some place just outside the city. I forget what it is now. It's just one big desert. But we played golf, and then after playing golf, we wanted to take, I guess, your suit and maybe what I was wearing. I didn't go as Black Steve Jobs the third year. To this small dry cleaners just outside of the city. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Here's the thing. Anytime you go on vacation, if you get your suit or any clothes dry cleaned in the hotel or at a local spot nearby, guess what? You're paying probably $30, $40 to get it cleaned, you know, overnight. So what do? You go to the outskirts.
That's right. And again, we did so many things to save money. We got to tell you about the coupon clipping and all this other stuff we did in Vegas. Just to make it happen, because we were out there for a week every time we went.
Every time. See, here's the difference. A lot of people will go out there for a weekend. They'll go out for 2 days, maybe 4 days. No. Two best friends, a week at a time.
And bring your dental card. Again, another story for another podcast. But let's talk about when we went golfing. We're done golfing. And I don't know if you remember, but we went up to this dry cleaner. And we gave your suit and whatever I had to dry clean, because I think the club crawl for that Vegas trip was that night.
I believe it was for that night. And we just wanted to make sure it got fine-tuned. We wanted to make sure it looked good, you know, to go out that night. So we take it up to this cleaner's. I don't even know. It was something like $3.95 cleaner's was the name of the place. I kid you not. And we took it up there. We dropped it off. They actually said they'd have it done within 12 hours.
Right. And I think they did. I totally think they did, because I remember we picked it up. We drove it back to where did we stay the third year?
Third year, we stayed at we stayed at the Bally's Hotel. Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think we still owe them an elevator. There's another story about the elevator at Bally's, but we'll talk about that again later. So we bring the suit back from the dry cleaners, and we're getting ready to go out for the club crawl. We had such a good time the year before, and I remember we were putting the suit on. So back to what you mentioned a few minutes ago, you unzip the bag, right, and you open it. Now, I think you're kind of misremembering it, because what it was is you put the pants on, you put the belt on, you put the shoes on and all this stuff. And then it was time to put the jacket on, right? So, you know, like two dudes getting ready to go out, you say, hey, bro, get me my jacket and put it on, you know, and fix the collar and whatnot. And then I give you the jacket, you put it on. And I think at that moment, looking in the mirror, you turn around and you saw this big doo-doo stain.
That's right.
Yes. On the collar. Right,
yes.
Right.
Yes, it was probably one of the nastiest things I've ever seen on that suit since I've owned it.
Right.
But the thing is at that point, do you freak out? Do you just say...
Oh, you freaked out, man.
Yeah, you know, we can't lie. Yeah, I definitely freaked out. But, you know, at that point, you stop and you say, okay, I can either go change or we can make this happen.
But the thing is, change into what, man? This was your gimmick, man. This is it. Like, dude, you were so over with Las Vegas, man, with that suit on. Because we walked around without that suit during the day, and no one really looked at you, man.
We were just like everybody else.
Dude, you walk out there in that suit, dude, you could hear just the people, man. Just the people saying things like, oh, that dude's gonna get something tonight. Or, you know, like, look at that guy. Oh, who's this guy? You know, dude, you were something. And just the fact that I was next to you, hanging out with you, yo, I felt like someone too.
Yeah, but, you know, again, the suit got put on, monstrous doo-doo stain. What do? You do what two best friends would do. You help each other out.
That's right. And I don't know if you remember, I'm sure you'll never forget this. So imagine this. You're looking in the mirror. I'm behind you, you know, helping you get your jacket on, and we see this massive doo-doo stain on the back of your collar.
Dude, before we even, how the hell did that thing even get there, man?
Well, the thing is, obviously something went down at that dry cleaners, man.
Yeah.
And I thought when they gave it to us, we kind of inspected it. I thought it looked clean. Obviously something went down. So you're putting the jacket on. Dude, it's probably 20 minutes before we have to go meet up with the beginning of the club crawl.
Right,
because
right.
I think they would meet up at the Hard Rock or something there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because you got to play beer pong.
That's right. That's right. But do you remember what I did?
Dude, like only a best friend would, in like 5 minutes, took off the jacket, went back to his Caribbean roots.
That's right.
To his Caribbean roots. And whooped up some kind of concoction on a hand towel and just started scrubbing.
That's right.
Just started scrubbing. Scrubbing, scrubbing, scrubbing. And no lie, that doo-doo stain was off in 5 to 7 minutes.
And let me tell you, man, it's a combination of shampoo, hot water, and will and determination. And that thing came out. And keep in mind, this is not an off-white suit. This is not a tan suit. This is a sterling white suit that if you don't put in the time, you're going to see doo-doo on that collar all night long.
All night long.
All night.
All night long.
Doo-doo.
Yeah, so dude, and dude, you came through like a champion.
Right.
You came through, and yo, man, right after that, dude, we had to take shots.
And that's another story for another time. But what's the name of this segment? The name of this segment is Tell Me Something. So all this stuff we've been talking about, you already know. So maybe there's something about this story that you don't really know.
Yeah. Or maybe it's something that we'll share with you a little bit later.
Let's talk about it right now, dude. It's been how many, 7 years, 8 years since then. Let's go back. So do you remember when we'd go upstairs down, you know, I guess in the lobby area, there was this hot dog place right by the elevator. So every time we'd go up, I'd say, dude, I'm going to stop for a hot dog.
And I never understood why you did that, because those hot dogs were like $5.50.
That's right. But you know what, man, a hot dog's a hot dog. But off to the side, they had like other like assortments of like, you know, chips and candy and all kinds of other stuff like that. And I remember when you were taking a shower and getting ready, I said, you know what? I haven't eaten for 15 minutes. I'm hungry. I'm going downstairs. I'm getting something to eat. So I remember going down there, trying to get a hot dog, but the hot dogs are out. So I said, what else do you got? And there was a Butterfinger.
Oh, gosh.
So I remember getting the Butterfinger and going to town on that Butterfinger. To the point where I was done eating that Butterfinger from the time I got to the elevator going all the way up to the 15th floor where we were, I guess, at the time.
That definitely had to be record time.
Yeah. So I get back into the room. Dude, you're probably just now getting out of the shower. You were dressed, right? So, you know, you were halfway dressed and you said, hey, dude, could you grab my jacket? And, dude, I just walked in, so I grabbed your jacket, right? Dude, I throw it over your shoulders, and to my shock and horror, man, you say, what the hell is on my collar?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth for the very first time has just come out on this podcast to how that freaking doo-doo stain got on the collar of my jacket.
And the thing is, man,
Oh, my gosh.
When you said, what is that? I was going to tell you, oh, my God, dude, I just ate a Butterfinger. But you blamed the dry cleaners, man, and I had to go along with it.
My gosh.
But I'll also tell you that I went to town, I got that concoction out, because I knew I couldn't let you go out there like that, because last year you were on fire with that suit.
You know what? Either way, thank you for helping me get the doo-doo out of my jacket. I believe we tore it up again that night.
We did.
And, you know what? If you haven't gone to Vegas, Vegas is one of the greatest places on earth. Just make sure you have your dental insurance.
That's right. And, I recommend the hot dogs and the Butterfingers.
Hey, by the way, thanks for telling me something good.
Wow, time has flown on this pilot episode of the Two Best Friends podcast, Johnny.
Dude, are you serious? We're already at the end?
Listen, man, I think we just scratched the surface on some of these stories. I mean, Vegas alone is going to be an epic on this podcast.
Listen, if for any reason, you know, you didn't like anything else on this podcast, you at least have to tune in to listen to these Vegas stories, because I can guarantee you, if you like the first one, you're going to love the rest of them.
You know, this podcast may end up becoming the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce official podcast, or maybe not. I mean, you may listen to this and never want to go to Vegas ever again.
Yeah. Hey, man, welcome to Vegas. Well, I'll tell you what, since we're wrapping up, just real quick, again, just make sure that you guys follow us on Twitter. Again, we're Two Best Friends, at the number 2, W-O, Best Friends. Again, at the number 2, W-O, Best Friends.
Well, I guess the saying goes, when you're 2 W-O.
You're 2 W-O for life.
The preceding announcement has been paid for by Two Best Friends.